This is our United Way segment, and why not have the United Way Executive Director, United Way of Grant County, and that's Alicia Hazelwood. She's with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all right.
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
You guys.
Big day.
Yes. Hey, do we want to do a little bit of a follow-up, Alicia, on the efforts that the United Way and the Community Foundation are putting together to help nonprofits with some of their, I guess, mostly fundraising, but I think some other areas. And you guys came in and talked about that. What's that been, a month?
We did, so, yeah. Don and I came in about a month ago and talked about how we were starting a really great program to do some real intensive training. So we're bringing in the Lilly School of Philanthropy through the IU School of Philanthropy. And we're going to really help our nonprofit community not only encourage their fundraising efforts, help them know the best practices of fundraising and donor development and thank yous, but also build a network of nonprofits that are sharing the same language, that know each other, that have spent time together. And our hope is that everybody is able to have a strong trust in the nonprofit community in Grant County, that we are really working to raise money to better our community, but also to know that they're all working together and that we're maximizing what donor dollars we do have in Grant County.
Now, you've had a lot of people sign up for that list, have you not?
Yeah, so we have over 30 participants. We hit our cap, so we're really excited. And so our first cohorts together, they actually start Tuesday next week with their first class. Indiana Wesleyan is being gracious and hosting us. So we're really excited to get started and see what happens with this first cohort.
Alicia, is this a series of programs or is it one big event, or how is it broken down?
Yeah, so it's a series. It's like going back to school. They will have a class basically once a month for the next 9 months. Okay. And they will alternate between training with Harris International, where Tim Harris is going to come in, kind of help them understand how to implement and utilize the learning that they're getting from the Lilly School of Philanthropy. And then on the opposing months, they will have then full-on classes with the IU School of Philanthropy. And they'll get everything from principles and techniques of fundraising to major gift development, planned giving, and annual sustainability are the four classes that they will get through the IU School. So when they're done in 9 months, they'll not only have a certificate of fundraising management, but they will also have the connections and the network inside the cohort, as well as the support of Tim Harris and Harris International and how to implement that learning in their facilities.
Alicia Hazelwood is on the line, the Executive Director of the United Way of Grant County. How are things going with fundraising on your end right now, Alicia?
Yeah, so the United Way is just now getting ready to kick off our annual pledging campaign. This fall we'll kick off in mid-September with a kickoff breakfast at Marion General Hospital. We did have a couple of really great kind of preemptive events to spur some excitement. We did United Way Days in partnership with New Market and Gas City that focuses on small businesses.
$20,000? Is that what I heard?
New Market raised $8,000 with their United Way Days event.
Okay.
And then Rock the Way that we do in partnership with Gas City Concerts in the Park. We had Sidewalk Profits in. I think everybody's heard it's the biggest concert they've ever had. It was amazing to be out there for Rock the Way that night. And we did. We raised right at about $19,000 with that event. So great sustainability. Both these events raise right about the same amount of money every year for the United Way. And it's a really great way to kind of kick off our campaign, let people know you can give back to your community. Those gifts stay right here in Grant County to make a difference, and just enjoy a good time.
Now, are there some things we need to know about the campaign starting in September that you can tell us ahead of the kickoff breakfast or not?
Yeah, so we're going to have the same goal as we did last year, $550,000.
Right.
We'd like to consistently hit goal before we kind of bump it up. So that's what we're going for this year. anyone who wants to give, they can contact our office. We'll help make sure that you know how to do that. We do, a lot of people think, oh, they just do payroll deduction. We accept one-time gifts. We can set up payment plans with you if you'd like to make a pledge and you're retired and you don't have a business to do payroll deduction. We can work that out with you. And with businesses, it's just that time of year where I'm talking to them about what they want to know. And I customize every single presentation to the company or the individual that we're talking with, because the United Way touches so many aspects of the community.
Yes.
From early childhood education to the opioid issues to senior needs. And because we do that, I want to make sure that the donor understands exactly how we leverage their dollar to meet the need that they're wanting to address in our community. So we customize every single program, and I can set that up for anyone.
All right, last thing, Alicia. We all know it's adult recess today. It's going to try to make sure he comes through with a good forecast. What do we need to know about being there, and what kind of competition would you be involved in that you'd be happy to compete against somebody?
Yeah, so adult recess happens every Wednesday. Come down, have lunch on the courthouse square. Pappy's Lunchbox will be there, and you can get your pulled pork fix. We have all sorts of games, from Bubbles to Connect Four to Four Square. I have to admit that I am the champion so far of Giant Jenga.
Whoa.
So if you want to challenge me in Giant Jenga, come on out. We'll have a challenge. We'll see how tall we can get the Jenga set before it falls over.
Yeah, put some money on the table. United Way donation.
I don't know about putting money on the table. That doesn't seem kosher, but there's some big bragging rights.
Now he's got everybody excited here.
Yeah, because the money goes to United Way.
We'll put money on the table, and all the proceeds go to the United Way.
Okay, that's legit.
Sure. We'll get to the forecast now, and Alicia, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.